I was sent round this house by an estate agent, which was a picturesque cottage, they called it. And it was owned by Romani people.
Sure, cool, no problem.
So I walk up, I ring the doorbell, no answer. Ring the doorbell again, no answer. And I hear these footsteps on the gravel drive beside me. And there's this big burly guy who says nothing but just nods. Just towards the back of the house.
Just throws his head that
way. That's right.
This way,
like
punk. That's what he's saying. This way, punk. That's what he was saying.
So I follow him round. And he disappears through this door, which I then walk through. He's gone. His wife, who was about 4'3", is stood there. I was a scraggy look character. And there's a little galley kitchen, which is so it was not necessarily a small kitchen. It was just so full of stuff.
What do you mean stuff?
Stuff in boxes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Goods,
okay, well, they're
and probably,
moving.
You know,
they're moving. Yeah, okay, sure.
And everything is coated in grease.
Hang on just a minute. Get a feeling I don't want to upset our Romani friends.
So, okay. So this kitchen's absolutely jam-full and covered in kitchen grease. I immediately want to turn around and run away. But she's like,
All of us have that experience, and whether it's your first flat or your latest house, the first time when you're looking for somewhere, you know immediately, don't you? I really don't want to be shown around this place. It's the worst place in the world. There are bodies buried here. I know it. And you have to go all the way around. They say, and this is our kitchen. And what you want to say is, what are you people, nuts? Why don't you clear up? You knew I was coming around. This is disgraceful. I wouldn't live here if it were rent. I wouldn't live here if you people paid me, and you people couldn't pay me because you've obviously never worked in your life because you're too stupid. That's what you want to say. But actually you go, so you keep the bucket under the sink rather than have all that plumbing. And what happened?
So then she showed me the bedroom. And the bedroom, again, was packed. You couldn't walk round the bed. You could walk into the bedroom and into the bed, but not around
around
it.
Around the bed, okay.
Because they had car wheels.
Oh, I see,
gaming machines. Sure. You name it.
It sounds like a great house.
And the guy,
sounds like a fantastic house. Sounds like Jonathan Ross's house. He really has lots of things everywhere. And anyway, so
You know the old Monty Python sketch with the guys lying on the bed scraping beans off the...
Oh, yeah.
This guy is lying on the bed with a plate of beans.
Wow.
Scraping them into his mouth.
But as a practical joke, we were also doing another category, Kevin, once. Great practical jokes you can play on strangers, absolute strangers. The most basic of which, somebody says, do you know where the station is? You send them the other way, and you laugh for the rest of the day. It's a very funny thing to do. Equally, advertise your house for sale and freak out the people who know. That's the joke, my friend, was certainly on you.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, she walked me down the corridor and said, I'd show you the bathroom, but I can't because we got the guinea pigs.
Have you changed to another accent? You talk like that anyway. You do know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So she said what?
She said, I'd show you the bathroom, but I can't because we got the guinea pigs in there. And these guinea pigs are on the other side of the door scratching going...
Wow.
So I couldn't see the bathroom. I was like, well,
so you passed on the house.
So she showed me the toilet, and I just said, that's okay, it's a toilet, they're all the same.
I never want to see toilets, I just
think
there is one.
Then she showed me the front room. When she opened the door,
the bathroom's in there, but we're going there because I'll give it a minute. Can we just assume the bathroom, the usual office? I'll give it a minute, we'll go back in there in a second. It's my husband, I'm telling you. No. Okay, so go on.
Yeah, the first thing I saw in the living room was a moped.
It's good. That's
there was an engine block. There's an
engine block
in front of
the
block, more gaming machines and boxes and boxes of things like Monopoly and whatever, all in cellophane wrappers. More car wheels, whatever. So I'm trying to get out.
It sounds like the inside of my head.
Okay. So I'm trying to get out. So I'm thinking, well, ask a question. So I said, I noticed these French windows. I said, how big's the garden? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Hold on a minute. And goes,
I don't know.
Right? And goes, shouting down the corridor, And he's like, what?
Yeah.
She says, how big's the garden? And he goes, I don't know.
I don't know.
Right? And he goes, oh, I know. Right down to the end.
How about a big hand for Jethro, by the way? Very popular comedian around the country. That'd be Jethro.